Hey everybody, it's Comic FNG here. I know it's been a while since I recorded. I only did those couple episodes about 9 months ago. Lots been going on, and I apologize about that. This episode, I would like to talk about Venom. I don't know a lot about Venom, so, I mean, there's going to be a lot of, probably not necessarily misinformation, but I might get some things wrong, so if anybody wants to correct me, they can shoot me an email or tweet me or something like that. So a buddy at work gave me a comic called Venomverse, and he gave me all five of them. I guess there's only five. I haven't really looked into it that hard. But I started it, and they're pretty crazy. Like I said, I don't know a lot about Venom, but I really like the concept of the character, so I kind of want to talk about him a little bit this episode. I don't know if anybody really knows much about Venom. I know we've seen him in one movie so far. He shows up in Spider-Man 3, played by Topher Grace. And that was the Eddie Brock version of Venom, and that's the one we're going to focus on here today. So to start talking about Venom, we need to start with the symbiote and Spider-Man. So it didn't originally start as Venom. It originally started as the symbiote or the alien costume that Spider-Man puts on. So basically like how it was in the movie, if you've seen the movie. It starts as Spider-Man's black costume. I guess in the comics, it started at... what was the comic called? It was called the Secret Wars, something like that, where Spider-Man and the Avengers get transported to some planet. And they fight, and it's like a battle planet or something like that. I didn't read that much into it. And the Beyonder is the guy that sent him to the planet. So basically, Spider-Man's costume is ruined from a bunch of battles with villains, and Thor and Hulk tell him about this room at the Heroes Base, where there's a machine that can basically read his thoughts and fabricate pretty much any costume or clothes or anything that he wants. And he goes up to what he thinks is the costume machine, and it's not, I would assume. I haven't read the comic, but you know, seeing how it goes, I wouldn't assume that was the correct machine. And it basically makes this black sphere blob thing that attaches to his costume and like melts up his arm and does all this weird stuff and basically disintegrates his old tattered cloth costume and becomes his new costume. And that's where we get the black Spider-Man outfit. And then in subsequent comics, the outfit is more and more different, basically. He notices very different things about it. It's got unlimited webbing that comes through the costume. It can like morph and mimic into street clothes. It's pretty crazy. It's pretty cool. And we find out that the costume is a sentient alien symbiote. That's two of its weaknesses are fire and sonic energy. Now, that's something we saw in the movie. We did see Spider-Man take down Eddie Brock during the movie. He puts all these like metal poles around him in a circle, and he goes through and hits all the poles with another one and makes these ridiculous sound waves, and he's able to pull Brock out of the costume. And originally in the movie, the way he beats it is he's standing up by a church bell. And I guess this is how it happens in the comics, too. He's standing up by a church bell, and he's trying to rip it off, and like pieces are getting torn off, and they're all squiggling around. And he knocks into the bell, and the bell makes it like squeal and start coming off of him. So that's how we find out that it's really, really vulnerable to sound. And Reed Richards takes a look at it, and he figures out that it was alive, and it was trying to permanently bond to Spider-Man, to Peter Parker. And at that point, the symbiote gets contained by the Fantastic Four after they figure out that it's like a hostile alien. And so that's how we start with the symbiote. It was created by some machine on some battle planet, and it bonds with Spider-Man. Spider-Man figures out that it's trying to take over his body. He has Reed Richards look at it. Reed Richards figures out that it's alive, it's an alien, and they contain it, and then it breaks out. And it basically, it breaks out, jumps on Peter Parker again after it breaks out. It attacks him. And this is when the cathedral comes in. He's up in a church, and he's, you know, hitting the bell and everything, trying to get the costume off, and he's ripping bits off and tossing it away. And subsequently, Eddie Brock is also in that church, because he is down on his luck. You know, he's suicidal, super depressed. He was originally a reporter, and he was kind of a shamed reporter. He was doing a story on, I believe it was called the Sin Eater story, and he called out, you know, whoever was the Sin Eater, and I guess the guy turned out to be fake, and he got shamed, and he was basically like a blacklisted reporter, so he could only write for these venomous tabloids and, you know, Inquirer type stuff and everything like that. And most of that he blames on Spider-Man. So he's got this huge hatred for Spider-Man, and he's depressed, and he's really sad, and he's suicidal. And he's in the church, you know, praying, trying to get help. And the symbiote, like, senses his hatred for Spider-Man. And the symbiote's already pissed off with Spider-Man, and it just attacked him. You know, he's trying to pull it off and get it away from him. And it senses Eddie Brock. So it takes over Eddie Brock, thus creating the first ever Venom. So we're going to talk about Eddie Brock today, because he is the first Venom, and this comic is about him. And I guess looking more into Venom, he's kind of like an anti-hero. At first, when I heard about him, I thought he was just a villain. But I guess he's more of an anti-hero. He hates Spider-Man, so he'll fight Spider-Man. But I guess when he's not fighting Spider-Man, he's more of a vigilante for hire, kind of like Deadpool. And he works to sometimes help people, and it depends on what's going on with the symbiote. And Brock and the symbiote have a very symbiotic relationship. And I guess it all depends on which one's in control at the time. So it's more of a murky situation with Venom than it is with, like, Spider-Man or Captain America, where they're both, you know, shining stars, and they're both very, you know, good, basically. They're like pinnacles of lawful good. If I remember a quote right, Iron Man was talking about Spider-Man, he was the best of them, he was the kind of hero that they all aspired to be. And that's not Venom. But he does hate Spider-Man, so that's why he kind of comes off as the venomy, villainy type. So let's jump into Venomverse. It starts on the cover. It's got, you know, Venom, and it's got all of these other symbiote heroes too. I mean, you can pick out Captain America, Black Panther, I think Deadpool, Wolverine's on there, Rocket Raccoon, what looks like Doctor Strange. There's a bunch of the Venom symbiotes on the cover. So, you know, right off the bat, I think we're going to be seeing a lot of them in the comic. And we start off New York City, Jack-O-Lantern, which I'm not familiar with Jack-O-Lantern at all, so this guy's new to me. I guess he's a Venom villain, but he's flying through the city and breaking stuff and, you know, causing all sorts of havoc. And Venom shows up, and there's a small fight with them, but Venom, you know, dispatches him really easily. I don't think Jack-O-Lantern has any superpowers. It looks like this dude's more technology, let's go with. But, you know, he's a skinny dude wearing, you know, military gear and a flaming pumpkin on his head. And Venom really takes him out really easily. Basically just throws him off a roof and jumps on him. There's a bunch of bystanders there. And so basically he's standing on this broken Jack-O-Lantern guy. And there's a great clip, and he's like, it shows Venom's face, and it's, you know, got the symbiote like freaking out a little bit, and he says, "And we don't feel so good." And the next panel, he like implodes and disappears. And I like that he said, "And we don't feel so good." So it really shows the kind of relationship the symbiote and Brock have in their brain. their relationship in their brain. Since he says we, that it shows the Venom symbiote as being, you know, a sentient part of Brock. So he's not just saying me. And like I said, I don't know really much about Venom. This is actually the first comic I've read about Venom. And he shows up basically in the same alley that he was in, but it's a little different. It's dirtier, you know, there's more cracks on the walls, there's nobody there. Like, when he just imploded and disappeared, there were all these bystanders standing around that watched his fight with Jack-O-Lantern. And he disappears, and he shows up in the alley, and, like, whoops, onto the ground. He's trying to figure out what's going on. And he gets up and walks out, and we see this huge, dilapidated city, and it's, you know, it's not where he was. Obviously, he's been transported somewhere else. And so he walks out of the alley, and at first he thinks that it was something that Jack-O-Lantern did to him, but once he realizes that he's in this different city that's just broken down and looks like post-apocalyptic, he realizes that, no, Jack-O-Lantern didn't do this to me. And this little guy starts coming up to him, and it looks like this little starving dude, and he's pale, and his clothes are all torn up, and he looks like a survivor of some kind. And he comes up to him, you know, Mister, can you help me? And this is another kind of point where we see the good side of Venom. And this is what confuses me about the character, man. I don't know if he's bad or good. I don't know. But his mask comes off and he's telling the kid, don't be scared, you know, tell me what's going on. Where is everyone? Stuff like that. And Venom and the kid's hand almost touch, and then wham! You can see Captain America's shield slams into the head of this kid, and when you look at the picture, you notice that red blood is not coming out of the kid's head. It's this weird green goop coming out of his head. So already we got a red flag. One, we got this black, sticky Captain America shield that's hitting this kid, and he's got this green stuff coming out of his head. So I don't know what's going on. It's awesome. And the mask comes back on, Venom's freaking out. And there's this huge, like, black tendril thing that's attached to the Captain America shield, and comes back, and we see Captain America in the next panel, and he's black and white like Venom is. So this, I mean, you see him on the cover. This is where I think we see the first start of the other symbiotes. So Captain America's definitely got a symbiote, and he shows up, and he's basically telling him that if he had touched that thing, he wouldn't be useful to the Cap at all. So it's a good thing you didn't touch him. In another panel, we see that kid laying in the street, obviously dead, and this huge pool of green goop coming out of his head. So there's definitely something weird going on, because that was not a person. And so Cap and Venom start swinging off, and they're kind of explaining to each other what's going on, and Cap's saying that he'll explain everything to him once they're safe, and they have to, you know, that some form of magic was too weak, that Venom didn't show up at the drop point where he was supposed to show up. So obviously he's expected. I mean, Cap was definitely expecting Venom to show up, and there was something wrong with the magic. So they get to somewhere safe, and it's this huge panel with all of these different characters that are venomed out. Basically, they've all got symbiotes. So we've got, and Cap calls it the Resistance. So we've got Captain America. We definitely have Black Panther. We see Spider-Man with the black costume. So there's the symbiote Spider-Man. Ghost Rider, X-23, which is Logan's clone, Wolverine's clone, if you haven't seen the movie. She, I think, takes place of Wolverine too when he dies. I don't know. That's a whole nother episode. We'll talk about Wolverine in X-23. I think we see Deadpool. We definitely see Rocket Raccoon. Looks like Spider-Woman. I don't know, a couple of them. Maybe Ant-Man. I don't know. Some of them are definitely strange to me. There's this dude here with guns. I don't know who. Maybe that's the Punisher. No, I don't think the Punisher wears a mask, so that's not the Punisher. Oh, maybe he is. I don't know. Anyway, we see a lot of our popular heroes with symbiotes, and Spider-Man is immediately like, hang on, is that Eddie Brock? Like, what are you doing bringing Eddie Brock here? I know Eddie Brock, and he's freaking crazy. And basically Venom's like, you don't know, you know, me. You may know an Eddie Brock, but you don't know me. And so we see Doctor Strange. He starts explaining things that we conscripted you. Basically, you've been voluntold to come help us. And it's the battle for the very survival of their species. So, and here's another scene where we see, you know, the bad side of Venom, where he's saying, you know, what makes you think I give a damn about our species? And again, is more confusing. I mean, he was just ready to help the sickly looking kid, but now he's saying he doesn't give a damn about anything. So I don't know. I got to read more into Venom. I don't know really what's going on. But anyway, they start talking about these things, and they call them poisons. And basically what they do is they consume the symbiotes. And if you look back in one of the panels when Cap and Venom are leaving the street after fighting the sickly looking kid, it's changed from that you know, sickly kid to this weird alien crab face kind of looking thing. And it's got this tiny little body and this big head that looks like a, basically like a crab, or the the face huggers from Alien. And they're explaining that these feed off of the symbiotes. So basically they're hunting the symbiotes, and if you touch it, like just touch it, just brush it, it'll take over the symbiote. And it more or less takes over the symbiote and the host dies, and then the symbiote becomes something evil and powerful. More or less, it consumes them, and they call them poisons because, even like I said, even if you just brush them, just touch them, it's poison to them. You know, they can take over that quickly. And so there's just a lot more descriptions about the symbiotes, and Spider-Man starts freaking out that they brought Brock into the fold. He's basically just saying that this guy is a psycho. We should not be working with this guy at all. And Eddie Brock and Spider-Man get ready to kill each other and ready to fight. And other people are chiming in that Eddie Brock, you know, like, poisons his symbiotes, more or less. That he has an effect on the symbiotes different than everybody else. He makes them evil. And at this point, Venom is ready to go. He's telling Doctor Strange, you know, work your mojo backwards and send me back where I was. And I think all these different symbiotes are from different universes and different Earths. I know with Marvel there's like hundreds of Earths, so like there's Earth 616 and all this other stuff. That's for another episode though. That's a whole deep bag of cats we don't need to get into right now. And so X-23 and this unknown symbiote that I don't know who it is. She looks kind of familiar, but I'm not sure who it is. They basically explain that the symbiotes make us targets, that the poisons hunt us. Like they already know where they are. They've been hunting the symbiotes since before Eddie Brock became Venom. So I would assume that the poisons, like the symbiotes, showed up on the poisons map right when Peter Parker created them in the Battle World place. And they explained that if he gets caught alone, he's pretty much finished. Because I guess these poisons are ridiculously tough to kill, or they're hard to deal with, or something like that. And so it basically takes over the symbiote, kills the host, and the symbiote no longer exists as its own entity. It's not really a thing anymore. It just becomes the poison, but more powerful. And X-23, you know, she pulls out her claws, snicked, just like Wolverine, and she's saying that the poisons can be killed. You know, we shouldn't wait around marked to die when we can go out and kill them. And right at that moment, Spider-Man's like, oh crap, my spider sense is twinging, and the next panel, boom, Hulk is smashing through the wall. But it doesn't look like Hulk. It looks kind of like sectional armor, as if Hulk was wearing like paneled armor, kind of like armor Iron Man has. But he's got this weird thing on his face, and he smashes through the wall, and they get Strange out of there. So Doctor Strange survives this encounter, and whoever was with him, it looks like Spider-Woman takes him. I'm not sure who the other symbiote is. And the Punisher, I think it's the Punisher. I mean, I don't know. But he starts shooting at Hulk. He smashes him into the wall, yelling, "Puny Venom." He's, you know, basically done at this point. He's got this huge, like, goopy mess in his chest, and Hulk just screwed him up. And Venom's, you know, yelling out, "I thought we weren't supposed to touch him," anything like that. Apparently, once the symbiote meshes with the poisons, the poison kind of like becomes inert, so it doesn't affect any other symbiotes. Like, it's kind of a one-hit wonder. Once it hits one symbiote, it's done. And it consumed Hulk, and since it consumed Hulk, it can't consume anybody else. But, you know, Hulk is still fighting at this point. They talk so much while they're fighting, you'd think it'd be kind of distracting. So Cap jumps in the way. He kind of, like, I don't want to say sacrifices himself, but he tries to get into the fight, and Hulk just grabs him. And there's just no hope for Cap at this point, and he just sacrifices himself. Everybody else is trying to get out. Rocket Raccoon symbiote throws this bomb-looking thing, and it just... boom! It looks like one of the Fat Boys from Fallout 4. Like, it's just a small nuclear blast that covers up the tunnel. And Spider-Man and Venom are the only one that get out of that blast that we see. You know, Spider-Man does mention that we can link up with the other ones afterwards, so I don't know really if the others survived. I haven't read the next issue. So this one is just Venomverse number one, so I don't even know what's going on in the next issue. We will see when it comes to that episode. And at this point, it seems like Venom is on board with fighting him after we see the Hulk poison. I don't know necessarily what to call them. The Hulk symbiote poison thing. And Spider-Man basically explains to him, like, don't think about it like they are who they were. You know, don't think about that was the Hulk or anything like that. Just think about him as an enemy. Hulk's dead. That's a whole new thing. And so they're out in the city, and Spider-Man's explaining to Venom that, you know, we're the hunted, and Venom's like, no, I'm the hunter. And we see in the windows of the buildings, we see little poisons. Now, they're kind of cute, I'm not going to lie. They're the tiny little things, look like it's maybe only 3 feet tall, with the alien hugger head. But I guess they're just, like, lethal if they touch you. So they're trying to run from these poisons, and they're talking the whole time. And they talk about how Doctor Strange knows all about this universe jumping and stuff like that. Peter Parker doesn't know much about it. It's basically just confusing to him, same with Venom. But, you know, this is Doctor Strange's bread and butter, and through one of his trips in the universe jumping, he finds a symbiote, or the symbiote found him. And before he even found the symbiote, the poisons were hunting them. I guess it's been a long running thing. Now, I think this happens after Spider-Man creates the symbiote. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know if they retconned that story, that history or not. I'll have to look deeper into it. But, you know, who knows? And Doc Ock shows up, or at least Doc Ock's symbiote poison thing, and he's got a couple of the little poisons with him. And he's saying that they do want to be them. They want to know their hopes and dreams and memories, and it'll live on through the poisons. So it looks like when the poison takes over the symbiote, that it basically takes on, you know, all the memories and whoever that person is when it consumes them. So that's strange. That's very strange. These things are kind of cool, I'm not going to lie. Anyway, Doc Ock comes in, and he's this huge thing with the ridiculous Doc Ock arms and all that stuff, and he looks like this just monster. I mean, it doesn't look like Doc Ock at all. And the only way you'd know that he's Doc Ock is Venom mentions, you know, we got this. It looks like Dr. Octopus. You trounce him on a regular. And Venom basically thinks they're just going to win the battle easily because Spider-Man always fights Doc Ock. But I guess when the poisons attach to the symbiotes, they become, like, ridiculously strong, or at least ridiculously stronger than the symbiote originally was. So that makes Doc Ock symbiote a lot more dangerous than what Doc Ock is. And right off the bat, Venom gets impaled by one of Doc Ock's arms, and right through the chest, tosses him aside, and he's laying there for a minute, just spilling blood, saying, come on, heal me, heal us, and waiting for them to heal. And while he's laying there, this little poison shows up, and it's about to grab him, and Spider-Man's swinging around, screaming, don't touch that thing. And it basically says, you know, don't touch the little one. You can beat on the big one all you want. Just don't touch the little one because it'll bond with you. And then right when he's talking to Venom, again, they should not be talking during their fights. It's really distracting. Right when he's talking to Venom, Doc Ock grabs him around the chest and starts crushing him. And the little poison is getting closer to Venom, and his symbiote grabs a rock and crunch, just smashes this little poison. So maybe they aren't that tough. If they can just be smashed with a rock like that, who knows? But it's laying there dead. Venom looks to be healed. And Spider-Man's still trapped by Doc Ock's arm thing. And he's telling, you know, Eddie, run. I'll sacrifice myself for this and all that stuff. Saying, you know, I'll be right behind you. Just go. He's trying to save Venom. But as we all know, or are finding out, that's not Venom style. So he's, wham, just starts pummeling on Doc Ock, bites through one of Doc Ock's arms, like straight up just bites through it. And then he drops Spider-Man. Spider-Man's hurt, and he doesn't look good. And in one of the panels, he's kind of crouched down, and, you know, part of his mask is coming off, and we see this little blurb come up. It says, Peter? And so Venom grabs some rebar, and he's about to take on Doc Ock, and once they start fighting, we see that one of the other poisons that Doc Ock brought with him, has taken the form of Peter's aunt, and, you know, she's coming up to him, saying, "Are you all right? You know, Peter, Uncle Ben's waiting for you," and their hands are almost touching, and Venom shoves the rebar through Doc Ock's head, saying, "All right, so they can be killed," and he's laying on the pavement dead. He's trying to tell Spider-Man that you know, they can be killed, look, let's do this. And in the next panel, we see Spider-Man has been completely taken over by the poison. So we lost Peter Parker to one of the poisons, and honestly, he looks like he's wearing Iron Man armor. So it looks really cool. He's completely white, except for the black spider on his chest, which has got these, like, flinging tendrils and stuff like that. And he's saying, Spider-Man, he's gone now. But I'm gonna do what he never had the guts to try. I'm gonna kill Venom, and that's where we end the story. So, at this point, Venom has been pulled into a separate universe where there are other symbiotes that have taken over our favorite heroes. You know, Captain America, Ghost Rider, Doctor Strange, all of them, and it's populated by these little things called poisons, and the poisons more or less eat the symbiote, like consume the symbiote, take it over, and kill the host, and they become a different thing entirely. And Venom's been conscripted into this fight by Doctor Strange. And I think they did it because Venom is one of the original symbiotes, so he's got a different bond with his suit than the others do. I'm not necessarily sure. I need to read more into the series, excuse me. And at the end of the comic, we don't know about Cap. I don't know if Cap's coming back because, you know, Hulk had him in the grips and Rocket throws this little nuke and it blows up the whole tunnel. So I'm going to assume safely that Cap's gone and Hulk is gone. And right in the end of the comic, Doc Ock dies. Venom kills him with the old trusty rebar to the head. But Spider-Man gets taken over. So we've lost Spider-Man. We've lost Cap, it looks like. Strange looks like he got out. So hopefully in the next few comics we should see more fun with the evil Spider-Man symbiote, the good Deadpool. Hopefully that turns out really cool. A Deadpool symbiote sounds pretty interesting. So we'll see what goes on with the rest of the series. It actually was a really good comic. I liked it. It's kind of got the standard, you know, comic artwork. It's not really different from a lot of the stuff I've read. I do really like that style of artwork. It looks really cool. I love how they do the symbiotes, but since I don't know a lot about Venom or the symbiotes, this coming into the comic, a lot of it was a little confusing. But you know, when they put in the well-known heroes like Captain America and Doctor Strange and all them, it makes it a little more comfortable to get into it when you don't know much about it. So, you know, as an FNG when it comes to comics, this was a pretty good one to jump into. And it was the beginning of the story. So, you know, I'm not that confused when it comes into it. They don't explain a lot about the symbiotes or anything like that. That you'd have to go back to the Spider-Man comics where he creates the symbiote, and that was in, I think, 1988. So you're going to have to jump back to those comics to figure that out. But, you know, even without knowing much about the symbiotes or Venom in general, this was still a really enjoyable comic. I love the art. The story was great. I'm still a little confused to where Venom lies on the hero-villain scale. I'm going to put him right around the middle right now. Because, I mean, there's scenes in the comic where he's helping people, but there's also scenes where he's saying he doesn't care about anybody. So I'm a little confused by it, but I think the more I read about Venom, the more I'm going to understand him. So that was Venomverse issue 1. Like I said, I really enjoyed it. It's definitely FNG safe if you want to get into it. If you have any corrections or, you know, I talked about anything wrong, that I said anything wrong, just shoot me an email at comicfng@gmail.com, or you can tweet me at comicfng. That's, you know, where you can get a hold of me. I also have a website up now, which is comicfng.com, and you can hit up my Twitter or my Gmail there. And I've got a couple of reviews on the website. I reviewed a Star Wars comic. I reviewed one of the Hellboy comics that I've read. So I'm going to try to be putting a lot more reviews up on the website, and I'm going to try and pump out some more episodes. This one I know is going to be a little shorter because I did do one issue this episode, and my first episode I did the entirety of the Avengers versus X-Men series, and I think I missed a lot of the information about those comics. I feel like I didn't really do them justice when I did the episode. So I'm going to just try to dial it back and do one issue per episode. So maybe it's a little more easy to follow. I'm going to definitely look more into Venom. So in my next episode of the Venomverse, I can be a little more clear on what the symbiotes are, you know, when they first show up. I know that there are some other symbiotes. I don't know much about them because I haven't read those comics, but I have seen them. I think the most famous one is Carnage, and he shows up. Let's see, what was his name? He shows up when Eddie Brock goes to jail, and the symbiote comes to break out Brock, and it leaves behind this little bit of the symbiote, and it bonds with the cellmate of Eddie Brock. His name is Cletus Kasady, and I think Cletus was I think he was a serial killer or something like that, and he originally was meant to be named Chaos and then Ravage before the writers settled on Carnage. And Cletus actually calls himself Carnage in the comics. I guess he has much more control over the symbiote than Eddie Brock or any of the other symbiote characters. But he's, like, super evil. I mean, there's a good thing they call him Carnage. He basically kills everybody that he comes into contact with. But he's a whole different episode altogether. I haven't read any of Carnage's stuff, so once we finish with the Venomverse, I'll probably jump into Carnage a little bit. I would like to do an episode on the House of M. I know I was talking about that. I put a Twitter thing up about it. But House of M is a huge series. I think there's 12 issues in the series, in the story arc, something like that. So that's going to take a little bit of time to go through, and I do want to give it a few different episodes so we can kind of cover everything that comes together and that goes on with the House of M series. And actually, the House of M was the one that leads into Avengers vs. X-Men. I think Avengers vs. X-Men takes place right after House of M ends. So I would like to do that as well. Again, if you guys have any corrections for me, or if you have any suggestions or comments in general, I'd love to hear from everybody. Shoot me an email at comicfng@gmail.com. You can tweet me at comicfng on Twitter. And I do have the website as well as comicfng.com. So I'm going to sign off here. It's good to talk to you guys again. Hopefully the next episode will be a lot sooner than 9 months. So hopefully we can look forward to that.